Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When Bad Things Happen to Good People is a deeply moving and insightful book that delves into the age-old dilemma of why a loving and powerful God allows good people to suffer from pain and tragedy. Written by Rabbi Harold S. Kushner, this influential work emerged from his personal struggles with the early death of his son due to a rare genetic disease. Kushner's compassionate exploration of faith, suffering, and God's role in the face of inexplicable loss has offered comfort and guidance to millions around the world since its publication. Unlike typical theological texts, Kushner's approach is not about defending God's actions. Instead, he offers a perspective that helps readers find faith and meaning in life's hardest moments, suggesting ways to reconcile their belief in a benevolent God with the reality of bad things happening to good people. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of suffering and God. In When Bad Things Happen to Good People, Kushner addresses the philosophical and theological puzzle known as theodicy, the question of how a good and omnipotent God can permit the existence of evil and suffering. He challenges traditional views of God's omnipotence and goodness, suggesting that while God is inherently good, he might not be all-powerful in the way humans traditionally understand. This perspective is revolutionary because it shifts the discourse from blaming God for suffering to understanding the limitations within which God operates. Kushner argues that God's love is manifested not by preventing suffering, but by giving people the strength to cope with their troubles and by inspiring humans to help each other. Secondly, the importance of community in times of suffering. A central theme of Kushner's book is the significant role that community plays during times of hardship and suffering. He emphasizes that during our darkest moments, the support and compassion of a community are critical for healing and finding strength. Kushner describes how shared grief can provide a sense of belonging and purpose, reducing the feeling of isolation that often accompanies suffering. He suggests that being a part of a community allows individuals to experience God's love through human actions. This insight encourages readers to seek and offer support, reinforcing the power of human connection in navigating life's most challenging trials. Thirdly, rethinking the role of prayer. Kushner sheds light on the purpose and power of prayer in the face of adversity. Contrary to wishing for miracles, he encourages readers to view prayer as a means to find the strength, patience, and courage to endure hardship, rather than as a request for God to fix their problems. This nuanced understanding of prayer shifts its role from changing God's will to changing the person who prays. Kushner's interpretation of prayer is both comforting and empowering, as it encourages individuals to seek internal transformation and resilience, underscoring prayer's potential as a profound source of personal strength during tough times. Fourthly, finding meaning in suffering. Kushner explores the concept that suffering, though deeply undesirable, can sometimes lead to personal growth and an enriched understanding of life's value. He argues that adversity can challenge individuals to find deeper meaning and purpose in their lives, compelling them to reconsider their priorities, relationships, and beliefs. Kushner suggests that through suffering, individuals can develop a stronger appreciation for life's moments of joy and fulfillment. This perspective does not trivialize pain, but offers a framework for finding a semblance of meaning amidst chaos, which can be a powerful catalyst for personal transformation and resilience. Lastly, the moral imperative to act kindly. Kushner posits that the existence of suffering in the world places a moral obligation on individuals to act with kindness and compassion towards others. He emphasizes that since we cannot rely on divine intervention to prevent every tragedy, it falls upon humanity to alleviate each other's burdens. By advocating for acts of kindness and support, Kushner underlines the human capacity to bring about positive change in the lives of those suffering. This view encourages individuals to engage in compassionate actions, seeing them as essential expressions of humanity's collective responsibility to foster a more empathetic and supportive world. In conclusion, When Bad Things Happen to Good People is a profound and comforting read for anyone grappling with the realities of suffering and seeking to reconcile their faith with the injustices of the world. Harold S. Kushner offers compassionate insights that challenge conventional theological ideas, presenting a God who is as pained by our suffering as we are, and who supports us through our darkest times. This book is particularly valuable for those who have experienced loss or hardship and are looking for ways to find hope and meaning in their pain. It also provides a fresh perspective for anyone interested in the philosophical and theological aspects of suffering and evil. By proposing that the strength to overcome adversity comes from within ourselves and our communities, Kushner's work is a powerful reminder of the resilience of the human spirit and the importance of compassion and empathy in our lives. If you would like to support Harold S. Kushner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.